to you, brothers and sisters.
能够来到弟兄姐妹们中间有点交通, 实在是因着他的恩典。
It's really by the Lord's grace that I'm able to come here among the brothers and sisters to share with you.
我们好不好? 我们先打开圣经, 我们先来读一段经文。
Shall we open our Bible first and let's read some scriptures?
我们今天所要交通的一段经文是在哥林多前书第九章的末了部分。
So the verses we're going to be sharing today is in 1 Corinthians, the later part of it.
哥林多前书第九章第24到第27节。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we're going to look at verses 24 to 27.
请翻到了,请听我读。
Once you find it, please listen to us reading from the pulpit.
哥林多前书第九章第24到第27节。
1 Corinthians 9:24 to 27.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。Do
you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize?
凡教律终身的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要能得不坏的冠冕。Running
such a way that you may win, everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。But
I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
我不知道在座的弟兄姐妹们有多少位去参加过我们今年的西岸特会。
I wonder how many brothers and sisters here actually attended our WCCC this year.
我也不知道我们中间弟兄姐妹们有多少位听过我们西岸特会的信息。
I also wonder if any of you have heard the WCCC messages before.
那即使是听过的，我想时间已经过去了三个月。
Even if you have heard those, it's been 3 months since we last had the WCCC.
我也不知道我们弟兄姐妹们心中还留下多少的这个信息的印象。
So I'm not sure how much of those information you have retained.
但是我相信如果我们中间有听过西岸特区信息的。
But I believe those of you who have heard messages from the West Coast Conference.
可能心里所存留的信息不是太多。
You may not have retained too much.
但是有一个动作，我们王弟兄所交通的信息的一个动作，我相信弟兄姐妹们不会那么轻易的忘记。
But there is one action that Brother Wang made during the messages, maybe most of us would remember.
如果没有听过的，可以回去盼望回去听一下这两堂的信息。
Well, for those of you who haven't heard those messages, I hope you could go home and listen to those messages.
我们的弟兄呢，在信息的过程之中呢，他做了一个动作。
During the message, Brother Wang did an action.
他让当时在座的弟兄姐妹们用手摸一下他的头上，每个人的头上。
So he asked the brothers and sisters at that time to touch their head.
看看到底感觉有什么感觉。
And asking them whether they had any feelings.
我们的弟兄是用了启示录第3章第11节的一段经文。
So the brother used the verses from Revelation 3:11.
那是圣灵来向当时的腓拉铁菲的教会的弟兄姐妹们来说的。
That's when the Spirit spoke to the brothers and sisters at the Church of Philadelphia.
他说：“我必快来，你要持守你所有的。” 免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
It says, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one will take your crown.
我们的弟兄告诉我们,
And our brother told us,
当神把我们从罪恶过犯之中给救拔出来,
When God saved us from death and evil,
不仅仅只是要我们不致灭亡反得永生。
not only to ask us not to be perished, but have eternal life,
而是他把我们救拔出来以后，就把我们放在一个得胜者的地位之上。
But also, once he saved us, he has placed us on this position of an overcomer.
换句话说，他要我们把我们救拔出来，是要让我们在座的每一位都成为那得胜者中的一位。
In other words, the Lord saved us so that we, each one of us, can become one of those overcomers.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你不要以为我们被蒙恩得救以后，就被从一个地位上，就是黑暗的权势里头摆在一个光明的权势之中了。
So, dear brothers and sisters, don't assume that once you're saved, you have been lifted out of the authority of the darkness and have entered into the kingdom of light.
他不是把我们放在一般的这个地位上，他而是把我们放在一个得胜者的地位之上。
We are actually not only in the position of being saved, but also we are supposed to be in the position of an overcomer.
换句话说，我们头上每一个人的头上都是有一个得胜者的那个冠冕的。
In other words, each one of us has a crown of an overcomer.
那个冠冕不是说我们现在没有，我们要往前跑，跑到将来以后才能得到那个冠冕。
This is not to say that we don't have the crown now, but as we run forward, one day we will get the crown.
而是说，我们现在在地位之上，神就已经把这个得胜者的冠冕放在我们头上。
But in fact, as this position that we hold right now, that God has already placed that crown on our head.
然后我们在这一生的道路之中，就是在这条地位之上，或者在这条道路之上要往前奔跑。
So, as we are believers and we're running on this path forward,
我们如果行在他所定规的旨意之中的时候，
we are to be in this position, and if I walk in his will,
这个冠冕就存留在我们的头上，
this crown will maintain.
但是如果当我们行在基督之外的时候，
but if we walk outside of Christ,
我们这个冠冕就有可能被夺去，
then our crown has the chance of being taken away.
当然我们的弟兄也特别交通过了。
Of course, our brother also shared.
神在创世之前拣选你所定给你的那个冠冕。
Before the creation, God has already chosen you and has decided to give you this crown.
在他那永远的旨意之中，就是必定成就的。
It is to be accomplished in his eternal will.
但是
However,
有一段时间
There's a period of time.
如果我们不真正的尽到我们所担尽的那个责任的时候，
If we don't do what we are responsible for,
那个冠冕会被拿开，
The crown could be removed.
那个时间在什么时间呢？
When would that be?
就是那千年国度的时间。
That's during the millennium.
当然我们也知道，如果我们在千年国度之中没有那个冠冕的时候，
But we also know if we don't have that crown during the millennium,
我们就不能进入那国度来一同与主耶稣基督来同享他的宴乐。
Then we won't be able to enter that kingdom to enjoy the feast without Christ.
我们就不能跟他在那个国度里一同作王。
Then we won't be able to reign together with our king in that kingdom.
那圣经里告诉我们，那是受被丢在外面的黑暗之中哀哭切齿。
Then Bible told us that would mean that we are casted out in the darkness and gnashing our teeth.
然后我们在这一千年里头，用人的话来说，就叫补课。
So in during that thousand year time frame, we in human words that we're going to have to take the remedial courses.
当那千年国度结束的时候。
At the end of that thousand years,
我们这些人也被补课为合格了。
So we will have finished our remedial courses.
就最终真正的成为那个一位的得胜者。
To become that overcomer.
从就是新耶路撒冷城从天而降。
As the city of Jerusalem come down from heaven.
于是那个冠冕就再次被戴在我们的头上。
Therefore, the crown will be placed on our head again.
圣经里没有清晰地告诉我们在一千年国度是如何来被补课的。
The Bible didn't tell us how we're going to have that remedial course during that 1,000 years.
但是圣经里告诉我们，那时候我们所经历的感觉是哀哭切齿。
But Bible does tell us that the feeling we're going to have at that time would be like gnashing our teeth.
启示录呢也告诉我们用一句话来说那是第二次死的害。
And the book of Revelation tells us that's like the woe of the second death.
所以很简单的一个比喻或者是一个考量。
So a simple parable could be,
我们在地上只有短短的几十年的时间。
We only have a few decades on earth.
你如果把这一段时间给抓紧的时候，你再比一比那一千年的光景，你就会觉得该选择什么。
If you think about compare that few decades, and if you make good of those time, and in comparison with the time frame of 1,000 years, then you know what you want to choose.
既然我们在前，我们前面，也就是基督台前审判的时候，我们面临着两种审判的结果。
Since we are facing two consequences of the judgment before the Christ.
那就告诉我们，我们今天我们在地上也有担尽的一份责任。
We know today on earth we have our own responsibility.
那就如我们在座的每一位曾经做过学生的。
Just like every one of us, we all used to be students.
啊，都有这样的一个感觉，或者这样的一个经历。
We all have this feeling or experience.
啊，我们进新的学年开始的时候，我们要学习啊各种各样的科目，对不对
？When a new school year begins, we are about to start our various classes.
所以在这一年之中的一学年的整个过程之中，我们要按照导师的教导制定的方案来读一些书，来完成一些功课，中间还要完成一些考试。
During that year of studying, we are to follow the instructions of our advisors or mentors and to take some courses, read some books, and do our homeworks and finish some exams.
作为一个学生，我们知道我们担尽什么责任，对不对
？We know the responsibilities as a student.
到了最终学期结束的时候，那个导师会把我们这一学期的作业的情况、学习的情况、考试的情况，最后来一个总评，对不对？
So at the end of a semester, the teachers would summarize all our studies and courses and homework and exams to have a summary.
总评的结果就是两个。
You will have just one of two consequences of that summary.
一个是合格，你就可以进入下一学年的学习。
When it's passed, so that you can move on to the next year's study.
另外一个是不合格，你就留下来要补课，对不对
？When it's failed, then you're going to have to take a remedial course.
所以我们的老弟兄呢，基本上呢，他的交通的感觉就是这样。我们现在在这个地上行走存留的每一天，就如同我们做学生在这学一年中间的这段路程。
So our elderly brother was basically telling us this exact point that today, as we walk on this path, earthly path, that's exactly like the semester of studying that we're supposed to be taking.
那么我们如何能够最终成为有把握的说是成为一个得胜者呢？
How can we, with confidence in the end, to say that we are an overcomer?
那换句话，或者是用我们今天的信息的主题说，我们作为站在一个得胜者的地位之上，我们如何来尽我们当尽的责任，才能持守做这个得胜者的身份呢？
Or as we are going to be sharing as a theme of today's message, that in the position as an overcomer, what are our responsibilities to be worthy of that title?
我们刚才读的那段经文
The verses we just read
是神圣灵借着保罗用一幅图画摆在我们的面前
It is a picture laid out by the Spirit through Paul
这幅图画对当时的哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们不陌生
This picture wasn't strange to the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth
因为在那个时代那个运动会的项目是比较兴盛的
Because at that time, sports meetings were very popular.
所以直到如今，这幅图画对于我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们也不陌生。
So even today, this picture is not strange to us either.
就是我们当时，我们如今所比较流行的那个奥林匹克运动会啊，就是源于当时的希腊的雅典运动会。
We know the popular Olympic Games today was originated from the athletic meetings in Athens.
他借着这幅图画 接着当时场上运动员所担尽的一些责任来告诉我们作为一个得胜者当该如何禁止。
Through this picture of the sports meeting and through the teaching of the related to the responsibilities of athletes, and Paul was teaching us what we need to do, our responsibility as an overcomer.
第二十四节首先用了一个反义疑问句来问我们。
So verse 24 started off with a rhetorical question.
他说岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑。
Don't you know those who run in a race all run?
我们知道反义疑问句一般它这个问句的本身就包含着一个正面的答案。
We know that a rhetorical question actually implies a positive answer.
换句话说它这一个问题疑问句虽然是以问疑问的形式提出但是实际在告诉我们我们心中必须是确实的知道。
So even though the question was asked as a form of a question, but it actually is telling us that we ought to know the answer.
这个知道不是我们眼睛的看见，乃是我们里面的那个眼睛的看见。
It's not about seeing with our physical eyes, but about seeing with our inner eyes.
作为一个得胜者，你要站立在这个得胜者的地位之上，你心里的眼睛必须有一个清楚的，而且是确切的看见。
As an overcomer, the inner eyes you have, you should be very clear.
他说在场上赛跑的都跑。
So it says, those who run in a race all run.
从这简单的半节的经文里头，我们至少可以看出三点事实来。
In this half phrase, we could see three facts.
这里说这个半节之中所用的这个动词的形式，这个跑。
So the verb here is run.
它第一个是用的复数的形式。
First of all, it's a plural verb.
它就告诉我们在赛场上赛跑的不是你一个，而是许多的人。
It's telling us that on this race, there are many who are running, not just you alone.
第二点，他说这个你到赛场上是跑这个动作，而不是在那边去闲逛的。
And the second point is that the action is running, not just leisurely walking around.
你是自己要跑的，你不是在那边光看别人的。
You're running yourself, you're not a spectator.
第三个，这个跑字是用的现在时，它不是用的过去时。
The third point is that this is a present tense.
它也不是用的将来时。
It's not a future tense.
它告诉我们，这个你在场上赛跑的时候，你是现在就在那边要跑。
It tells us that when you run, you're running now.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
so dear brothers and sisters,
神把我们放在这个末后的时代
God has placed us in this end age.
在我们的眼中看我们周围的弟兄姐妹们的时候
As we walk around in our eyes,
或者当我们看我们其他周围的那些聚会的弟兄姐妹们的时候
Whether to look at brothers and sisters here or those other brothers and sisters at other gatherings,
很多时候我们的心思意念就落在一个哈该书里头所描述的那个关键之中。
Oftentimes, our mind and thinking would fall into this kind of trap described in the book of Haggai.
如果我们还记得哈该书的第一章第四节所说的话
，If you remember the book of Haggai in 1:4,
他说：“这殿呢仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？”
It says the temple is still deserted. How come you are living in paneled houses?
你知道当时哈该书里头所描述的那群以色列民。
So actually, in the book of Haggai, the Israelites, people of Israelites described were.
他们本身是一群向着神的心意有心的人。
They were people who have the heart for God.
他在那个年代是响应神的呼召，放弃了在巴比伦的那些富裕满足的生活，而回到耶路撒冷城去建造神的殿的人。
In answering God's call, they gave up their comfortable living in the country and came back to Jerusalem to build the new temple.
换句话说，在那个时期之前，他们是一群被称为得胜者的人。
So that is to say, at that time, right before that point, they were considered overcomers.
用我们现在的话来说，也就是神已经把他放在那个得胜者的地位之上的。
That is, in our words today, God had already placed them onto this position of an overcomer.
可是当他们回去以后，
But after they returned,
他们在重建过程之中，
As they were rebuilding,
那遇到仇敌的攻击，
They were encountering all the attacks of the enemies.
他看到这神殿的荒凉，
They saw the deserted state of the God's temple.
他们就灰心丧气了。
They were discouraged.
他以为在那个时候这些人只有他们一个两个，对不对？
They felt like it was only one or two of them.
于是纷纷的就给自己找一个台阶下。
So they kind of gave themselves a path out.
说神的日子还没到。
They said, well, God's days are not yet here.
所以我们就纷纷退后。
So we can just step back a little.
神的殿就仍然荒凉。
Let God's temple be deserted.
我们为自己去建造自己的那天花板的房屋。
Let us build our houses first with our paneled house.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在我们的实际光景之中是不是这样？
Is it true in our own reality?
当我们看到我们周围的这些光景的时候，
When we see the circumstances around us,
或者说我们说到我们自己最实际的，我们看到我们周围的弟兄姐妹们的时候，
Or more practically, as we see the brothers and sisters around us,
你心里的眼睛究竟看得出有几位是比你跟你一起来走这条天路的弟兄姐妹们呢？
So can you tell by the inner eyes of yours who, how many brothers and sisters are all walking this heavenly path with you?
还是你都觉得他也是这样，我也就这样吧。
Are you feeling, well, since he's like that, I'll be just the same.
如果我们真是这样的话，
If we're really just like this,
我们会很快的就会失落到一个旧约所描述的一个故事的光景之中。
We'll be lost into the state described in the Old Testament.
如果我们还记得，
Do you remember?
在列王记下十八章跟十七章的那段记载，
In 2 Kings, verse chapter 18 and 19.
那里讲到神的一位先知叫以利亚。
It talked about a prophet of God called Elijah.
他当时在加密山上，
He was
胜过了巴利的450个先知。
He was on the Mount Carmel and overcame the prophets of Baal.Like numbered over 450.
但是他耶西别要取他的性命的那个话临到他的时候，
But when Jezebel's words came upon him saying she's gonna take his life,
他就吓得逃跑。
He was afraid.
那是列王记下十九章开始记述的故事。
So that was in 2 Kings chapter 19.
他就一直拼命的跑。
So he ran.
首先跑到别是巴。
He went to Bathsheba first.
他把他的仆人给留在那边。
He left his servant there.
然后他就开始往旷野里头跑。
Then he continued to run into the wilderness.
跑到一个昼夜，在一棵罗藤的树下。
And then after a night, and he sat below a juniper tree.
他在那边向神求什么？
He asked God for.
对，他在那边向神求死。
So he started to ask God for.
那是列王记下十九章第四节，他是这样说的。
So that's in 2 Kings 19:4.
他说：“耶和华呀，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”
It says,
第四节。
Yeah. So God. Sorry.
第四节。
Yeah, I had. So perhaps the Lord your God will hear all the. No.Second King 19:4. Sorry. First King. Yeah. First King 19:4. Okay. But yeah. So he said, "Oh, it is enough now, Lord. Take my life, for I am not better than my fathers."
当时神的差遣他的天使来给他加添力量，给他水喝，给他饼吃。
But God sent His angels to strengthen him and giving him bread and water.
我们记住那里重复了两次。
Let's remember it was repeated twice.
然后他继续起来往旷野里头跑。
Then he rose and continued to walk in the wilderness.
跑了四十昼夜。
And after 40 days and 40 nights,
来到神的山。
He arrived to the mount of the Lord,
叫何地山。
Called the Mount Horeb.
同样的，但是耶和华也起来问他两次。
Then again, the Lord came to ask him twice.
啊，分别记录在第十节跟第十四节那边。
Was recorded in verses 10 and 14.
他说你在那边干什么？
It says, what are you doing?
然后以利亚把他心中的那个想法或者说那个黑暗给说明出来。
And so Elijah spoke out his heart or the darkness in his heart.
他说我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一人，他们还要赎取我的性命。
He said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I am alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
我们大家都知道，但是耶和华神是如何回答他的。
We'll know how the Lord answered him.
他说不啊，以利亚。
He said, no, Elijah.
我在以色列人中为我自己存留了七千人，这七千人是未曾向巴利屈膝，也未曾向巴利倾过嘴的。
Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all that have not bowed to Baal, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
新约罗马书十一章里头引用了这段对话。
And the book of Romans in the New Testament also quoted this verse.
但是他没有停在这里。
But it didn't dwell on it.
他告诉我们，如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数。
It says, in the same way, then, there has also come to be, at the present time, a remnant according to God's gracious choice.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们呢？
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都读过希伯来书。
We have all read the book of Hebrews.
我们也知道，在希伯来书第十一章讲到历世历代那么多的信心伟人。
We know described in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 of all the great saints during the history.
所以，当希伯来书十一章结束，来到第十二章一开始的时候。
At the end of Hebrews chapter 11, as we enter the beginning of chapter 12.
十二章第一、第二节。我们都比较熟悉。
I think we're all familiar with chapters 12, 1 and 2.
那你说，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去然容易残留我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
很多时候，我们读这段经文的时候，我们常常受十一章的影响。
Sorry, also verse 2, I didn't finish. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set forth him endured the cross, disciplined the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So when we read these verses, oftentimes we're influenced by the previous chapter 11.
我们以为围绕在我们周围的这如同云彩般的见证人，只是讲的那些历世历代的那些人。
We thought those who the great cloud of witnesses surrounding us were only referring to the great saints of history.
可是当我们如果看这一段经文的时候，我们看它其中的动词的形式的时候，除了那个放下跟脱去那个动词之外，其他的都是用的现在时。
But as we look at these two verses, all the verbs in here except for like laid down, laid aside and things, these are all present tenses.
换句话说
In other words,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们如果要持守在这个得胜者的地位之上
If we want to maintain in the position of an overcomer,
如果我们要来奔这得胜者所要奔的那条路的时候
If we want to run on the path as the overcomer,
我们必须把我们心灵的眼睛要打开
We have to open our inner eyes.
我们要看到在我们的周围有许多的见证人如同云彩一般的 围绕着我们。
We have to see, we have numerous witnesses surrounding us like a great cloud.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你们愿意的话
if you're willing,
真的不妨把我们的眼睛给打开仔细的看一看
Please open our eyes and look carefully.
就在我们这里的聚会
even during our worship here,
就在我们周围的弟兄姐妹们
of the brothers and sisters around us,
你必定能够看到有许多默默无闻的那些见证人在你的周围。
You will find many witnesses, the quiet witnesses, around you.
只有当我们看到这些人的时候
，Only when we see these people,
他们的事例才能成为我们的激励。
And their examples will become our encouragement.
在他们围绕在我们周围的时候
，As they surround us,
我们才能够抵挡在这个周围之外的那些今生的世俗的。
We can resist the temptations of the worldly, today's world.
如果我们看不到我们这周围的这些见证人的话
if we don't see these witnesses around us,
我们的心就会被今生世俗牵引出去
So our heart will be easily dragged away by the world.
我们就会偏离这条得胜者的道路
It'll be easy that we veer off on, from the path of the overcomer.
他说，但得奖赏的只有一人。
As it says, only one receives the prize.
那中文的翻译让我们看到的是一个世界上运动会的一个实际的结果。
So the Chinese translation gives us a, let us see the consequence of our worldly, like, sports meeting.Athletic,
因为在世界上的运动会上、最终站在冠军讲台上的、只有一个人
because in our athletic games today in the end there's only one winner in the state, on the stadium、yeah.
但是我们如果看圣经里所用的这个字的话
but when we look at the word in the Bible
它是不是用的那一个 A 啊
It's not like a.
它乃是用了一个 one.
But it specifically says it's one.
当用到 one 的时候，我们看到圣经里头常常的是除了很少的一部分是说一个一个的个体之外。
When the Bible, whenever the Bible says one, it's very rare that it refers only to an individual.
但是它更多的是指着那个一说的。
It more often is referring to One.
如果我们读过所罗门的那个雅歌书的时候
If we have read the Song of Solomon
啊，雅歌书第六章第八到九节那边他将人的属灵生命的层次、分成四类
Song of Solomon chapter 6 verses 8 to 9 it divided the spiritual levels of people into four types
信主不久的被称为童女
So the new believers are referred to as maidens
生命有些长进的变成嫔妃
Those lives have grown a little bit are referred to as concubines
在人眼中生命已经成熟的叫做王后
And those who are mature in their life are referred to as queens
但是在那里告诉我们
But those verses also tell us.
在王后之上还有一位叫佳偶。
Above the queens, there is one that's called the perfect one.
她被称作我的鸽子，我的完全人。
It's referred to as my dove, my perfect one.
她说只有这一个啊，只有这一个是她母亲所独生的。
It says.Only she is her mother's only daughter.
所以说，这里的只有这一个跟独生，就是用的这里的一个 one.
So here, this perfect one and mother's only daughter uses this Hebrew word of one.
所以在我们今天的这个信息的题目里头告诉我们。
So the title of today's message tells us.
如果我们活在一个得胜者的这个实际的光景之中的时候
If we live in the reality of an overcomer,
在神的眼中就是那一位。
In God's eye, we are that one.
这一位就是旧约里头所告诉我们的那七千人。
That one is that 7,000 people referred to in the Old Testament.
在新约里头告诉我们的就是那十四万四千人。
And in the New Testament, it's that 144,000 in the book of Revelation.
他告诉我们，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
It tells us that you also run in such a way that you may win.
我刚才读的这后半段的这个奖赏这个字在原文里都是没有的。
So that prize that I just ran, that I just read, is not included in the very original verse in the verse in the original language.
但是在上半节的那个奖赏这个字是有的。
But the beginning half of the verse, it did include the word prize.
这个奖赏这个字在神门新约里头只用了两次。
That word, this word prize, was only used twice in the New Testament.
从这里我们看不出来这个奖赏是指着什么说的。
We can't see clearly what this prize is referring to.
我们只能从这个故事的上下文来看，是指着冠军所得到冠军的时候那头上的那个花冠。
So we could only infer from the context that this prize is referring to the wreath that's won by the champion.
但是这个字在另外一次的使用过程之中就告诉我们它是指着什么说的。
But this word, when it's used the second time, it tells us exactly what it means.
那是腓立比书三章十四节那边。
That's in Philippians 3:14.
其实十四节应该跟着十三节一起来读。
So actually, the verses 14 should be read together with verse 13.
那里是说到当时保罗在神面前的一个心志。
That is talking about Paul's determination before the Lord.
他说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
Says, I have only but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
这个直跑的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of that running?
他说是要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我们来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
换句话说，
In other words,
我们被神召出来。
We are called by God.
把我们放在这个得胜者的地位之上。
To place us in this position of an overcomer.
他要我们持守这个冠冕。
He wants us to keep that crown.
就是持守着神在耶稣基督里头从上面召我们得的奖赏。
To keep the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这不是根据我们后天的表现，乃是在神创世之前就定下的心意。
This is not according to our deeds in life, but according to the will of God before creation.
保罗说，你们也当这样跑。
And God says, Paul said, run in such a way.
就像那个得只有一人来得奖赏的那个人那样跑。
Just like the one, there's only one who's going to receive the prize.
你如果看语气的话，这里是用了一个命令的语气。
So you notice here, Paul used the imperative form.
那怎么跑呢？
How should you run?
二十五节告诉我们两点。
The verse 25 tells us two things.
他说凡较力争胜的。
Everyone who competes in the games.
第一个责任要较力争胜。
The first thing is you compete in the game.
中文里的翻译把它翻译成较力争胜。
So the Chinese translation says you strive to win.
它最直接的翻译的一个意思是在哥罗西书第一章二十九节那边的一个翻译。
So the most direct translation is actually in First Colossians Colossians 1:29.
那是同样的保罗说的一句话。
It's also said by Paul.
他说我要照他呀，在我里面运行的那个大能要尽心竭力。
So it says, for this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power which mightily works within me.
我们知道那个照他在我们里面运行的大能是指着什么说的，对不对？
We know what is referred to in terms of this, according to his power which mightily works within me.
就是神放在我们里面的那个圣灵所彰显出来的死而复活的生命的能力。
That is the power of the resurrected life that God has placed into our hearts.
这里的教力争胜就是这边所说的尽心竭力。
So the words labor and strive,
其实
are exactly the meaning of the compete here.
其实我在弟兄姐妹们中间已经交通过尽心竭力是什么意思，对不对？
So actually, I've already shared with you previously about what you know, compete and strive means.
就是你要把里面所有的气力都要把它用出来。
So it means you really exert all you have, all the strength you have.
它这个字主要用在两个场景之中。
It's used in two different circumstances.
那一个呢，就是我们这里所说的运动场上的运动员。
One is for the athletes in sports games.
你当这个运动场上的运动员在运动场上进行赛跑的时候。
As the athletes run in the game,
特别是他到了最后冲刺的时候
especially toward the final dash,
有没有哪个运动员还要为自己说保留一下，算了算了，我不得要这个第一名，跑最后都没关系。
Would any of the athletes say, oh, well, never mind, I don't necessarily need to win the champion?
没有这个事嘛，对不对？
I don't think it ever happens.
第二个呢，是用在一个战场的关键之中。
And the second circumstances would be in war.
当我们在一场战争之中。
When we in war.
当我们面对一个仇敌的时候。
When we face an enemy.
你也要尽心竭力。
You have to strive and labor.
你没有说在仇敌面前算了算了，我保留下自己，你该打我就打我吧。
You won't say in a the war and facing your enemy saying, oh, never mind, I'm just going to let you shoot at me.
神对我们的要求在一个得胜者上的，我们要尽的责任，我们就是在神的旨意的事上要尽心竭力。
And God wants us to do all that we can according to his will.
你知道
as a overcomer.
你知道这个尽心竭力这个字还有一次用处吗？
You know, this labor and strive has one other meaning.
那就是提摩太，就是保罗在提摩太后书对自己的一个夸耀，或者说一个宣告。
That's what Paul has said in the Second Timothy. It's like his boast or actually a proclamation.
但保罗他来到人生的尽头的时候，他知道他焦点的时候所到了的时候。
When Paul reached the end of his life, as he understood, it was about time that he poured himself out as a drink offering.
他在那边公开的宣告，他说：“我知道，在我的前面就有那个公义的冠冕为我存留，对不对？”
He made that proclamation, saying that I know there is lay ahead of me the crown of life before me, the crown of righteousness.
那用我们今天的话说，就是我到那个台前，我是基督，是一个得胜者的地位上呢，我是有头上有冠冕的。
In today's word, in today's language, it means when I come before the Christ's table, I know I have a crown on me.
当然，他说这句话的时候，他不是白说的，因为他前面有三个根据。
But of course, when he said that, he wasn't just saying it in vain. He had three bases for saying that.
前面的第一个根据我们知道是什么吗？
Do you know what the first base was?
就是那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Because he said, I fought the good fight.
那个打过了就是这里头的尽心竭力。
That word fight was exactly the same Hebrew word, Greek word of strive and labor.
用在我们今天所读的这些经文里头的，他在赛跑场上的运动员，他是已经焦力争胜过了。
When we apply to the verses that we're reading today, the athletes in the games, they compete in the games.
当然这个教力争胜在圣经里头还用在另外的一个运动项目上。
So of course in the Bible, this compete, this word is also used in another situation.
就是我们常常所知道的熟悉的一个项目叫摔跤运动。
That is one sport that we are familiar with, wrestle.
那同样这个字在圣经，整本圣经里也就是用了两次。
So again, the wrestling, the word was only used twice in the Bible.
一次在旧约，一次在新约。
Once in the Old Testament and once in the New Testament.
旧约的故事里头，弟兄姐妹们应该清楚，就是在创世纪第三十二章那边所记录的。
The story regarding wrestling in the Old Testament, I think brothers and sisters are familiar with. That is recorded in the book of Genesis.
当雅各从他的舅舅那边回来，来到亚伯渡口的时候。
When Jacob returned to his uncle's returned from his uncle's family, he arrived at the place of Jacob River.
他把他的那个牛群啊、羊群啊、还有妻子啊、儿子啊、还有奴婢啊，都分成两队，一队一队的打发走了以后。
So he divided his wives and children and servants and flocks and it divided them into two groups and sent them forward first.
我们记住那个时间点，他当时只剩下一个人在亚布渡口。
And you remember at that time point, he alone was left.
那里描述的是天地正黑，最黑暗的时候。
And it was describing at a time when it was complete darkness. It was the darkest time.
这时候有一个人，圣经里说他是神的使者来跟他摔跤。
So there was an It was a person, and the Bible referred to that person as the angel of God to come and wrestle with him.
结果呢，一直摔到连黎明啊，也就是晨光发现的时候。
And they wrestled till dawn.
这个人呢，见他胜不过他，就在他大腿窝里摸了一把，然后他正在摔跤的时候就瘸了。
So the person, when he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him.
那人说天已经黎明了，你就容我去吧。
Then that person said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking."
换句话说，你已经不是在黑暗里头了，天快亮了，你也有些看见了。
So, in other words, this means like you're not no longer in darkness. The dawn is broken, so you are starting to see.
但是雅各说了一句话什么
But Jacob said something.
他说你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
He said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要记住一点，什么叫雅各与神的摔跤？
We got to remember what it really means in terms of the wrestling between God and Jacob.
你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
I will not let you go unless you bless me.
用今天的话来说。
In today's words.
我今天不持守在站在这个得胜者的实际之中，我就不容你去死。
I will not let you go unless I stand in the reality of an overcomer.
因为那是神所给我们的福气。
Because that is the blessing of God.
神给我们的福气就是得胜者头上的那个冠冕。
The blessing of the God is the crown of an overcomer.
我们要记住，在那个时候，雅各的实际的光景。
We got to remember the reality of Jacob at that time.
当他从母胎开始一直走到亚伯渡口的时候。
Ever since he was in the womb of his mother and until the time he was at this place.
如果你把他人生的阶段之中所定的目标你简单的去看一看的话。
If you review the life's goals that Jacob had.
你就知道他那个时候不是一般的人了。
You know, he was not a usual man.
用现在的话来说，就是功成名就的一个人。
He was well accomplished already at that time.
我今天没有时间来把它更细致的说。
I don't have time to go into the details of Jacob's life.
但是我把那个目标，我简单的把它归类成四点，摆在弟兄姐妹的面前。
But I could summarize Jacob's life's goal into four points.And to lay before you.
让我们反思一下，我们直到如今是不是还是活在这样的一个光景之中
？Let us reflect about ourselves whether we until today are still living in that kind of situation.
雅各人生的第一个目标是要夺长子的名分。
The first goal of Jacob's life was to get the rights of the firstborn.
所以他一开始在母腹之中就开始抓，对不对？
So he started to grab even when he was in his mother's womb.
我记得我在国内的时候，
I remember when I was in China.
我的第一个儿子出生啊。
When my first son was born.
当时流行这么一句话。
It was a popular saying.
就是说不要让我们的孩子输在人生的起跑线上，对不对？
Don't let our children lose at the starting point of the mankind race.
很可叹啊，这如今这个口号可能也带到美国来了。
Unfortunately, this saying has spread over to the United States.
所以我们就拼命地逼着孩子学这个学那个，搞了我们自己也很忙。
So we kind of forced our kids to learn this and learn that, and we end up being super busy too.
但是你要知道，雅各这个人呢，是圣经里头所记载的第一个，或者也是唯一一个，他是不需要他爸爸妈妈逼的，他自己去抓的，对不对？
But you know, Jacob is the one who was recorded in the Bible.That maybe he's the only one that he wouldn't need his parents to teach him to force him to do these kind of things.
当然他在人生之中他没有抓到嘛，出来以后还是作为一个没有得到嘛，对不对？
But actually, in his own life, he didn't really get them, right?
因为后来在相当一段长的时间中，他继续在为这个目标而奋斗。
Because for the longest time afterwards, he continued to fight for that.
所以他就在那边不断的那个熬那个红豆汤，对不对？
So he continued to brew his red bean soup.
我们真的不知道他熬了多少锅的红豆汤。
We really don't know how many pots of the red bean soup he brewed.
更惨的是，当他的哥哥不要这红豆汤的时候，他那个红豆汤是怎么喝下去的？
Worse yet, when his brother didn't want that red bean soup anymore, how did he drink those?
但是有一天他成功了。
But one day.He became successful.
他得了这个长子的名分。
He got the firstborn right.
第二个目标。
His second goal was.
要父亲的祝福。
He wanted the father's blessing.
一个诡诈的想法。
And he had this very wicked, deceitful thing, thought.
一个欺骗的动作。
A very deceitful action.
借助他母亲的帮助。
Through the help of his mother,
他也得着了。
He also obtained that.
但这个得着的结果是他不得不离开他的家，去到他舅舅那边去。
But the consequence of that action was that he had to leave home and to run to his uncle's family.
从此以后，他跟他的妈妈在入生之中就没有见过面。
And ever since then, he had never seen his mother again during the lifetime.
雅各第三个人生的目标。
And the third goal of Jacob was
要得一个美貌的妻子。
He wanted a beautiful wife.
他为了他这个美貌的妻子付出了两个七年的时间。
So for that beautiful wife, he paid the price of 2 7 years.
他也得着了。
And he also got that beautiful wife.
那不仅得着了，而且还赚了几个，对不对？
Not only he got that wife, he also gained a few extra.
他多了一个妻子，还多了两个妾。
He had an extra wife and two concubines.
第四个目标。
And the fourth goal.
就是我们每一个人，包括现今的这个世界上，都从来没有改变的人生最满足、最中意的目标。
Was something that remains the same and not changed even today among all of us.
他要他家中的人丁兴旺，家业丰盛。
He want to have a numerous children and a prosperous life.
所以当他来到亚伯渡口的时候
，So as he reached the river Jacob the place.
他有十一个儿子出生了，还有一个儿子在母腹之中。
He had 11 sons, and one was in the mother's womb, about to be born.
他女儿之中留下名字的有一个，没有留下名字的有无数。
Among his daughters, there was one who's named in the Bible, and many not named.
他当初一人出去到他舅舅那边去打拼的时候，他连睡觉的地方都没有，他连枕头只能用石头来做枕头。
When he was initially left home to run to his uncle's family house, and he didn't have anything, and he had to sleep on a stone as a pillow.
可他回去的时候，他有无数的羊群、牛群、驴群，还有无数的奴婢。
But when he returned, he had countless of flocks and then cattle and the animals and also lots of servants and maid servants.
他的这些财物，不仅他今生今世吃不完。
And all his properties could not be used up in his lifetime.
他的儿子乃至于儿子的儿子都不一定能用得尽。
It would even be sufficient for his son and son-son.
这不是我们在这个世界上所打拼的目标吗？
Isn't that our goal in our life when we fight?
我们记得在诗篇十七篇那边大卫有个祷告吗？
Do you remember there's a prayer of David's prayer recorded in Psalm 17?
诗篇十七篇十四到十五节那边。
Psalm 17, 14 and 15 says,
十四节大卫是这样说的，耶和华呀，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。你把你的财宝充满在他，充满他们的肚腹，他们因儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。
By your hand, save me from such people, Lord.From those of this world whose reward is in this life, may what you have stored up for the wicked fill their beliefs. May their children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little one.
这节经文里头，我们的大卫说到今世或者今生有福气的人。
This verse, David talked about the people who.Seem to be blessed in this world.
或者说我们今生今世的人所追的最大的一个福气是什么？
Or it's the kind of blessings that we in this life pursue.
我们中文的和合本翻译的让我们有点不是能够看得清楚。
The Chinese translation is not really clear.
但是我说白了吧，把它说白了，这句话的意思是什么意思呢？
But what this verse really means is.
就是这些今生有福气的人，他的福气表现在什么地方呢？
So these people who are seem to be blessed in this life, what are their kinds of blessings?
他们今生所拥有的财宝不仅能够填饱他的肚腹，就是不仅让他今生完全能够无忧无虑的使用。
So all the rewards that they have in their life will have plenty to support them throughout their lives.
而且还这些财宝呢，还可能使他的下一代、第二代的这些儿女心满意足或者得到饱足。
But also it'll be stored up to fulfill to fill the bellies of their children and children's children.
不仅让这第二代的孩子们这一生得到完完全的饱足，而且还有余留下来的给他们的后代。
And not only would their children.And be sufficient, but also there may be leftovers for their little ones.
所以保大卫在这里下面就有一个祷告。
Therefore, David had a prayer
他说,
right after this.
求主啊，你把救我从这个福分之中给脱离出来。
He said, "May the Lord lift me, save me from this blessing."
你让我来追求得到我今生所要的那个真正的福分。
And allow me to pursue this real blessing.
那是神给我们预备的。
That is what God has prepared for us.
就是我今生当我醒来的时候，我能得见你的面。
It says, "When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness."
就心满意足了。
And then I'll be satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道为什么大卫在这里用那个求吗
？Why would David says, "I plead to you."
他求神把他从这里头给脱离开来。
He pleads the Lord to save him from this kind of life's blessing.
我们自己不能脱离的。
We cannot.
我们只有仰望他，才能从这个今世的世俗的福分之中给脱离出来。
We could only look up to the Lord to be.To be saved from this worldly blessing.
当然，我们在读这段故事的时候
，Of course, as we read this story,
我们只知道这个当时雅各是如何在跟神的使者去较劲，
We only know how Jacob wrestled with God's angels.
去较力争胜。
And to wrestle and to compete.
但是我们如果看到何西阿书第十二章第三到第四节的时候，他又让我们看到另外的一面。
But if we look at the book of Hosea, chapter 12, 3 to 4, it allows us to see another aspect.
那里同样说到雅各跟神摔跤的事情。
It also talks about how Jacob wrestled with God.
他说他在腹中抓住啊哥哥的脚跟，壮年的时候与神较力，与天使较力，并且得胜。
Says in the womb he grasped his brother's heel. As a man, he struggled with God.
但是圣经里头没有停在这里，它下面还有一句话。
Then it continues.
两个动作。
There are two actions.
叫哭泣恳求。
And it says he wept and begged.
这个哭泣恳求让他在伯特利遇见了神。
Through this weeping and begging, he found God at Bethel.
我们中文把它翻译成恳求。
Our Chinese translation calls it pleading.
在旧约里头，更多的翻译是求他施恩典，求怜悯。
So the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, the more accurate translation is begging for favor.
所以我们在与神较力争胜的这件事情是不是啊？
So, on this matter of we wrestling with God,
我们的责任不仅是与尽心竭力。
Our responsibility is not only to work, labor and strive.
尽心竭力的另一面还有一个哭泣的恳求，求他施恩典。
And the other aspect is to weep and to beg for favor.
啊，旧新约里头用到摔跤这个动作。
So in the New Testament, it's refer the word wrestle was referred.
时间关系，我不说的太多。
I won't have time to talk too much about it.
那是在以弗所书第六章第十二节那边告诉我们。
It's in Ephesians 6:12.
他说我们是与属不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖黑暗势力的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
For our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
中文和合本告诉我们那个征战就是摔跤。
The Chinese translation tells us this battle is wrestle.
所以在得胜者的这个地位之上，我们要走这条路的时候。
So in the position as an overcomer, as we walk this path,
一个我们要向着神的福分，也就是在神的旨意之中，要尽心尽力地向前直奔。
First of all, we need to run forward with full labor and striving toward the goal in God's will.
另外我们还要看到，如果我们要向神直奔的时候，我们还有另外一面，就会受到那个仇敌的攻击。
On the other hand, as we run this race, we will be attacked by the enemies.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，不知道你们经历中有没有这样的一些经历。
So dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if you ever had such experiences.
无论是你个人也好，无论是你家庭也好，或者是在这里头的聚会也好。
Whether it's your individual experience or your families or as you gather here to in your gatherings, fellowship.
你不起来追求的话，什么事情也没有。
If you don't rise up to pursue the Lord, there's actually nothing happening.
当你一旦要想站在这个得胜者的地位之上的时候，你就知道麻烦就来了。
But as soon as you want to be standing firm on the position of an overcomer, you're going to start to have problems.
但是我们也告诉我们这一点，这些麻烦不会成为我们的拦阻，反而会成为我们的激励。
But I also wanted to assure brothers and sisters that these troubles will not become our hurdles. Instead, they are going to become our encouragement. Because we have more than conquered in the Lord Jesus.
所以这些经历反面反而证明出我正在行在一个神所要的而仇敌不愿意的那条道路之上。
So these experiences actually tell us in like the reverse way that we are actually walking on the path that God wants, but the enemy hates.
得胜者赛场上的运动员的第二个责任。
The second responsibility of a overcomer or the athletes in the games.
诸事都有节制。
Have self-control in all things.
诸事都有节制。
Have control in all things.
不是一件事情。
Not just one thing.
是所有的事情。
But in all things.
啊，不是一段时间。
So it's not just a short period of time.
乃是你在余下的所有的时间。
But in all the things.
说到运动员的要有节制，我们都很理解，对不对？
So we all understand the athletes need to have control.
啊，保罗在那个提摩太后书二章那边告诉我们，人若在场上比武的话，若非按照规矩，就不能得冠冕。
Paul told us in 2 Timothy, when we fight, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules.
但作为一个运动员来说，他的节制不仅仅是在这赛跑场上的那一刻。
But for the athletes, their self-control is not only exercised during the game time.
更重要的，他要按照他的日常生活之中所制定的一套的那个训练规则、作息制度，包括饮食制度来节制。
But also, they need to exercise self-control during, throughout the practice time, in the diet, in the daily schedules, and in the way that they are trained.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们是信主的人。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we are believers.
我们的身体是神借着圣灵所住的居所。
So our bodies are the temple of God.
不要笑话我们过去的那些样式。
And do not follow our old behaviors.
我们过去包括现今的世人，他们能做的事，我们不能做。
Our old selves and the kind of ways that worldly people are doing today, we cannot do.
当然，节制是要付出受苦的。
Of course, self-control has a price.
你像运动员一样吗？
Just like the athletes.
人家可以睡懒觉，他必须要按时起来。
Others could sleep in, but they have to rise up early.
人家可以吃的，他不能吃。
Others could eat all kinds of things, they cannot.
更痛苦的事情，按照他的训练的方法或者他的目标。
More painfully, according to the training methods or their goal.
他不想吃的，他拼命要吃，对不对？
Sometimes they had to eat things that they don't like to eat.
之前从我们的那个举重运动员啊、摔跤运动员啊那个体重级别上，你都能看得出来。
So you can obviously see by the weight classes that of the wrestling athletes or the lifting.
中文圣经里告诉我们，那个节制的反义词是放纵。
So the Chinese translation tells us the opposite. The word opposite to self-control is gratify or indulge.
放纵的字的本身的意思就是为所欲为。
So indulging means you do whatever you want to do.
用现今在年轻人中所流行的一句话。
So using a popular saying among the young people today,
只要愿意，为什么不行啊？
Why not if I am willing?
所以你看现今这个被盗的世界。
So just look at this evil and rebellious world.
只要青年男女愿意，
As long as a young man and a young woman are willing,
在没有任何婚姻的关系之下，他们就可以同住在一起。
They could live together even without a marriage bond.
只要青年男女愿意，
As long as a young man and a young woman willing,
男和男就可以相亲，女和女就可以相爱。
Man can marry a man and woman can love a woman.
只要你自己愿意，
As long as you are willing yourself,
你这个男生就可以选择进入女生的厕所。
A man can choose to enter a woman's bathroom.
这是不节制。
That is not self-control.
他下面告诉我们。
It continues to tell us.
圣经里告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
如何才能做到节制不放纵呢？
How can we exercise self-control?
其实道理很简单，也是我们都听过的。
It's actually very easy, and we have heard those teachings before.
那就是加拉太书第五章十六节那边说的。
That is Galatians 5:16.
你当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
So if you follow the Spirit, and then you will not indulge, gratify the bodily desire.
当然，我们立志去行的时候。
Of course, if we walk.
彼得在彼得前书四章一节告诉我们，还有一个前提的条件。
And First Peter 4:1 tells us there is a prerequisite.
就是我们当存着受苦的心志。
So you need to have a will to suffer.
他告诉我们，这个受苦的心志是我们能够过节制生活的一个兵器。
That is an instrument that we could live in a life with self-control.
这个受苦的心志是指着耶稣基督在肉身受苦说的。
So this attitude of suffering is referring to how Jesus Christ suffered in the flesh.
他说，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们是要能得不坏的冠冕。
He said, they then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable.
他们是指着世上的人。
They refer to the worldly.
我们是指着有生命的人。
We refer to those who have
他们的冠冕都会消失。
Their wreath will disappear.
我们的冠冕是存到永久。
And ours are eternal.
二十六节，所以我奔跑不是无定向的，我斗拳不是打空气的。
So verse 26 says, therefore I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight.
所以我们今生行在这条道路之上。
So as we walk on this path,
我们不像有些不认识的人说我们是在追求一个虚空的目标。
So we're not aiming toward a void goal.
而是我们走出的每一步都是一个实实在在的脚步。
Instead, every step we take is a practical and solid one.
那个定向不仅输出它是一个明确的目标。
That aim is not only a clear aim,
更是输出你里面有一个确实的有把握的确据在那个地方。
But also it refers to that inside of us we have this assurance.
他说我们斗拳不是打空气的。
We fight, we box, not fight, like beating the air.
这里讲到我们的一个拳击的运动。
So it talks about the game of boxing.
我们知道当一个拳击运动手他出拳的时候。
We know as a boxer, boxes.
会一方面会说到是他的战心，如果他打空的话。他站立不稳。
So if he beats into the air, then he himself cannot stand firm.
更重要的，他也是那个防守最虚空的时候。
More importantly, that's also the point when his own defense is the weakest.
因为作为一个拳击运动员，他有效的点数就是打到他的面部。
Because as a boxer, the most effective points are to reach the opponent's face.
所以我们常常看运动员在出手之前，他的两个拳头是在他的面部的，对不对？
So as you can see, before the boxer start beating, and they usually hold their default position as hands are by the face.
他说我是攻克己身。
So he said, I am trying to discipline my body.
他讲的我这个打拳不是打空气的，我是打在什么地方呢？
I box not like beating the air, but
打在我这个自己的身上。
Beating myself.
这个功课就是这里的斗拳，那个斗啊。
So this discipline here actually is the same meaning as fight and beat.
不是指那个打空气的那个斗。
But not that beating the air, that beat.
那是有效的打中你脸部的那个斗。
But that actually beat successfully in reaching the face, that beat.
那用我们流行的话来说，就是打出你一个熊猫脸来。
So in our popular words today, that is to beat to the point you got a black eye.
哎，英文的就是 black eyes。你当看到一个拳击运动员的时候，如果哪一个运动员这脸部都是黑黑的，那这个人基本上是失败者。
So if you see a boxer coming out of a game and the he has black eyes, and then most likely he's a loser.
然后叫声服我。
And then to make the my body my slave.
叫声服我不是叫身体服气的那个服。
So make it my slave. It's not to say to have the body agree to you.
而是叫身体成为我的奴隶。
But to make the body my slave.
所以要让身体成为我的奴隶的话
So in order to enslave my body,
不是我们平时那个后悔懊悔的时候去轻轻地摸摸它耶。
So it's not like when we regret, we go to stroke it gently.
是要打出它的那个一个熊猫脸的那个效果来啊。
But to beat to the degree of getting a black eye.
Anyway, 也告诉我们说
It also tells us,
他说恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了
Lest I have preached to others and I myself will not be disqualified.
你看那个中文和合本你知道那个福音下面是点点点的对吧
So in the Chinese translation, there's some omissions.
说明是没有这个字哈。
So that means there's no,
It
means that if I only teach about this and talk about this without any action to do this myself, then I would be disqualified.
这个弃绝本身的意思就是经过试验被判定为不合格。
So here, the word disqualified, the original meaning is that after testing, it will be considered as not qualified.
我们到那个时候来到耶稣基督台前的时候，神要给我们进行判断一下，看一看。
Then when we reach the Christ's judgment table, God will also test us.
如果我们被判断不合格，我就回到那边，是被扔在外面的黑暗之中，爱哭切齿。
If we are judged as disqualified, we'd be cast away in the darkness outside and gnashing our teeth.
我们知道保罗他没有只说不行，对不对？
We know Paul didn't dwell in just lip service, and he actually did.
但是我们在座的每一位有没有说只听而不行呢？
But among those of us who are sitting here, do we ever just listening to the preachers and don't act on it?
如果我们回到刚才开始所引用的那节经文，就是启示录第三章十一节的那句话的时候。
So if we go back to the verse that we quoted in the beginning, that is Revelation 3:11.
他说：“我必快来。
”I am coming quickly.
你要持守你所有的。
Hold fast what you have.
免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
So that no one will take your crown.
你知道这个有人夺去是指着谁说的吗？
You know that someone will take your crown. What is this referring to?
不是只是我们在座的东平弟兄说的，对不对
？It's not referring to Brother Pong here, right?
也不是指着坐在你旁边的那位弟兄或者姊妹说的。
It's also not referring to someone sitting next to you, right?
夺去你头上冠冕的是你自己。
The one who will take away your own crown, your crown is yourself.
是你的那个老我。
It's your old self.
所以我们在聚会的时候。
So as we gather.
所以我们在家中的时候。
As we live our lives in our home.
我们的那个拳头是向着谁去啊
？Where are we beating our fists toward?
不是向着你的那一半去。
It shouldn't be toward the other half.
也不是向着坐在你旁边的这位弟兄或者姊妹去。
It shouldn't be toward the brother or sister sitting next to you.
更不能向着在我们这聚集之中。那些服侍有摆上的值得你敬重的那些弟兄姐妹们去。
And even let alone to those brothers and sisters who are serving and those who you respect and they actually serve the Lord.
盼望我们能够警醒。
So I hope we will all stay alert.
盼望我们也常常把马太福音十一章十二节的那句话记在心里。
I hope we will also remember the verse in Matthew 11:12.
从施洗约翰直到如今。
From the days of John the Baptist until now.
天国是努力进入的。
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
努力的人就得着了。
and the violent man take it by force.
那个奴隶就是向着自己施暴力的人。
This violent man here actually is violent toward himself.
盼望我们的日常的生活之中。
I hope in our daily living.
我们不是我们身体的奴隶。
We are not the slaves of our body.
乃是身体要成为我们的奴隶。
Instead, we will make it our slave.
我们同有一位主人，就是主耶稣基督。
We have the same master, that is Jesus Christ.
愿与我们一同在赛场上奔跑，来向着这个标杆直去。
May we all race toward that goal.
愿与我们是在那个一的里面，弟兄姐妹们特别要记住。
May we are all in that one.
当你在家中的时候，你夫妻小家庭就是一个一。
In your family, your husband and wife, your small family is one.
当你在聚会的时候，这个聚会的弟兄姐妹们就是一个一。
As you're gathering here, the brothers and sisters of this gathering is one.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we really thank you and praise you.
人的言语很贫乏。
Our words are not sufficient.
我们只将上面的话再次交托在你的手中。
We just place all these words in your hands.
求你的宝血来洁一洁。
May your blood, your precious blood, cleanse it.
出于不配小子的自己的话语，求你挪去。
Anything, remove anything that is coming from the unworthy me here.
你只将你的心意留在我们弟兄姐妹们的心中。
Only leave those words from you to be in our brothers and sisters' hearts.
让我们真心的看到我们周围有一群如同云彩般的见证人。
Let us truly see those testimonies as a great cloud around us.
就是我们身边的亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
These witnesses are the dear brothers and sisters around us.
让我们教力争胜，也让我们诸事都有节制。
Let us compete in the game and also exercise self-control in everything.
更让我们靠着你的恩典能够攻克己身，叫身服我。
And more so, by your grace, help us to overcome our body and enslave our body.
让我们在那日来到基督台前审判的时候，都能一同进入那个一中。
So that when we come before the judgment throne of Jesus Christ, that we will be able to enter that one.
不留下任何一位掉队的。
Leaving no one behind.
我们这样感恩交托的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray with thanksgiving and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.